course, be a part of the process, seedings and pairings, and kind of evaluate a little bit your thoughts on how your kids look as you get ready for the state meet next Monday.
Yeah, the process was tough. I tell you what, we seeded for almost 5 hours on Monday morning trying to get things figured out. There were so many teams that were in contention to get seeded. I think on the average of each of the four divisions, we could seed 12. We were looking at anywhere from 16 to 18 teams to seed. So the seeding process was a chore. But the kids, coaches did a nice job, and I thought we seeded things extremely well and took our time and found out the right spots and made things correct. And so we'll see. Everything plays out on at state on Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll see how we did as the seeding committee at the end of the tournament. But our kids fared okay. I had a couple of situations where I thought maybe we'd get a seed for maybe our one singles player, but Aaron just missed out on a seeding by about a spot. Had a couple of matches that he did not get to play. It kind of hurt him during the season when we went to York. We were supposed to play the kid from York. We did get a forfeit from him because he injured. He cramped up, I believe, that day because it was hot that day. And so the committee did not value that as a win because they did not play. So they were pretty identical in records. Aaron actually had a little better record, but then we did not get to play Scott's Bluff at the McCook Invite. He did not come for the meet that day, so that kind of hurt Aaron, too. So it's unfortunate stuff we couldn't control. Now, those are all things out of our control. But in the end, Aaron's about the 13th or 14th player in the state, and, he still got some recognition and some contention for getting a seed. But, he'll enter the draws at 24-9. He'll play Gretna East, a young man we'd not seen yet. He was at the Elkhorn North Invite but was in a different pool. So that's a pretty good matchup, I think, for Aaron. And Aaron's played great. He played a super, super tournament against our McCook Invite last Monday. So a lot of confidence going into that match. And then the second round, he'd play the number three seed from Elkhorn North, a kid that he did play twice, I believe. No, he only played him once. He played him on Friday night when he played at Mount Michael, and he got beat by him. I think it was like an 8-2 or 8-3 match. Very solid player from Elkhorn North, a team that's probably going to do some really good things in the state tournament. So Aaron is sitting okay. He's had a great season. I told the kids, it doesn't matter. It's just a number. You guys have played great. You've had a solid season. You've played a good good competitive schedule. So he'll go into the tournament with that first round match against Gretna East. Trev is going to be our two singles guy. He did get the 11th seed. He had a couple of nice big wins, especially two against Elkhorn North that helped him get into contention because the guys from the East didn't even have him on the radar. So he is going to enter the tournament with a 22-11 record. He'll play Nebraska City first, a kid that's not got a real great record. I feel really confident, Trev, if he can just play with a lot of confidence and go into that match with a positive attitude, he will be just fine. And then they'll turn around and have a rematch. Actually, it's a rubber match against Adams Central, the number six seed, the kid that he beat here in McCook earlier in the season, 8-3. And then he played him, I believe, at the Lexington Invite and got beat either 9-7 or 8-6. It was really, really close. And Trev even had him in the lead against that kid, 4-1. But that's a great matchup for Trev. If he can get through that second round match, he'll play the number three seed, a kid from Pius, who he did see at the East-West Shootout. I think he beat us, if I'm not mistaken. It might have been 8-3. Solid player. He's a good kid. He's 27-15. Not a great record, but he's had some great competition. So that'll be Trev's road to hoe to get into day two. And number one doubles, our best showing or seeding, Tyson Baker and Caleb Sugaru will be the number eight seed. They're 26-7. They get to play Holdridge for the third time, I believe, this season. Have not had any issues with Holdridge or 4-18. That's going to be a match. We just got to go in and take care of business and get ourselves ready and build some momentum going into the second round, which will be the number nine seed. The Standing Bear team is 17-9, a team we've not seen yet. So it's a new program. They're not a newer school. We don't see them very often, but they've really built a nice program in a short amount of time. They've got some pretty good seeded players. So that'll be a great matchup for the guys. I think it'd be very comparable, even 50-50 match. And then if we get through that match, we get to the third round, which would be the last match on Monday. We draw the number one seed, Mount Michael, 42-6, returning state champions from last year, won doubles. Played them earlier in the season, got beat by them 8-2. That's just gonna be a tough chore. Those guys are pretty darn good. They can hit every shot in the book. So that's kind of the how it works out for Tyson. And Caleb once again had a great season. And the rounding things out, number two doubles, TJ Puckett and Cruz McCarty did not get seeded. They're 19-14 going into the tournament. They drew the number one in the first round, an unseeded team, a team at 17-9, had contention for being seeded, a team from Gross Catholic. Once again, the team we don't see ever, and kind of a new team, so we'll do some scouting on them over the next few days and see what they're like. And if they get through that team, they get to play the number one seed from Alcorn North, a team that's 29-9, solid team. In fact, that's probably the only team that Mount Michael is not number one in. So that's going to be a tough round for those guys in the second round to play the number one seed from Alcorn North. But the team we've seen, I believe the score was maybe 8-3 score. So they had some success against them. Just got to go out and play Bison tennis and do the best it can.
So no question, Mount Michael is the favorite to win it again this year, aren't they?
I would definitely put them at the catbird seat. They played Lincoln Christian in the dual state championship last weekend for first and second, and beating them 5-0. I don't even know if the score is even that close. Pius got third. They're a pretty solid team. I believe they beat Elkhorn North 3-2. So those right there are your top four teams. But then, you know, you got Lexington. Lexington did not participate in the state duels. They were kind of like us. They decided not to go. And that's a team that no one's really talking about. And seeing some of the previews, and they're not talking much about the West. It's all about the East. It's all about, you know, Mount Michael and Elkhorn North and Lincoln Pius and Scott Catholic. And there's going to be some teams out West that are going to have a say in things. I think there are going to be some teams that are going to surprise the teams from the East. And, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a great, great matches. There's a lot of parity. There's a lot of great matches to be played. You know, I do believe Mount Michael, though, and probably I would honestly think that Lincoln Christian and Elkhorn North are your top teams that'll battle it out. You'd probably throw Pius in there. But we're hoping for the Bison tennis, we're hoping to be a top 10 team. It's going to take a lot of work to get there because there's so many solid teams. I mean, like I said, that seeding committee, we sat for 5 hours and seeded things out because there's so many teams that deserve to be seeded. So it'll be a tough state tournament. It'll be a lot of great matches, a lot of great results to see on Monday and see where everybody's at on Tuesday.
Well, your boys will go there and give it a good shot, that's for sure. They're not going to lay down. They're going to try to win as many as they can.
Absolutely. You know, last year we kind of stubbed our toe in a couple of rounds. You know, I think our one singles guy got beat out in the first round, and our two singles guy, you know, Tyson, who's on the team this year, he knows he's been through that, doesn't want to experience that again, got beat out in the first round in an upset match. He was seeded, I think, 8th or 9th. We need to go out and play well. You know, we finished 13th last year. I know this team is better than that. I know last year's team is better than that. So we just need to go out and play hard. It's been kind of a tough week. You know, we didn't practice on Monday because of the rain. And then we did get on the courts on Tuesday. We had some kids who were sick. And Tuesday was rainy. Then we had some kids who were sick and are going to come back hopefully today. So it's not been the most ideal week for me as a coach. It makes me feel very uneasy because we just haven't had a solid week of tennis like we were hoping to get. But no, the kids played well though in our last invite of the year in North Platte and played well. And so I think the confidence is going to be there. And you're right, our kids, they'll play hard. We played some great teams this season and we're battle tested. We're ready to go. Just hopefully, like our coach says, you know, you just want to have your best tennis at the state tournament. And so kids will go out and play hard and have a lot of fun. And I'm excited for them to get on the courts.